The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom this friend goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says to him in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has been already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and those who seek find. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish? Or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Our gospel is a very clear reminder to us this morning that every single day we have the opportunity to be the face of Jesus to one another. And throughout the day, there are going to be an opportunity, many opportunities actually, and we have a decision to make. We could say, "Yes, Lord, I am going to help those around me," or we could choose not to. And depending on the circumstance of where we are, there are going to be many times that we are able to say yes. But sometimes we're so stuck at our ways, or we're so worried about getting our tasks done for the day, that we fail to realize that the greatest thing that we have to accomplish every single day is to be a disciple of Christ. So my dear friends, the decision is ours. We could say yes to helping those around us. We could say, "Yes, Lord, I am going to be your instrument today," or we could be so stuck at our ways that the day comes and goes, and we may have the best intention, but yet we have done nothing to help God's people. So, my dear friends, it's tough to be a disciple of Christ, because when you're a disciple of Christ, we're going to be called out of our comfort zone, and we're going to ask to do things sometimes that wasn't in our daily calendar or agenda. I always laugh when I begin my day and I look at my calendar. I said, "Okay, we're going to tackle these things." And then what happens? The unexpected surprises are where God needs me the most. So let us be open today to where our Lord is calling us to serve him. And oftentimes our Lord is calling us to serve him with those that we know the most, our family, our friends. So let us say yes to Jesus this morning. And let us say yes throughout the day with an open heart, asking God to bless us. So let's pray right now for the strength that we will say yes to Jesus and yes to help people when the occasion arises and then we're able to.